All right, I guess we got a few people here today, huh? Obviously, the reason everybody's here, I mean, I made the decision to go with Mark as our starting quarterback this week, and really it was a decision that I feel great about. It was, I had a lot of opinions. I sought out. I had conversations with a lot of different people, but at the end of the day, it's my decision, and I'm definitely comfortable with the decision. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing Mark play, and really, for that matter, the entire football team play this Sunday against Jacksonville. But it was it's one where obviously I have to get this decision right. And I believe I have. From there, I'll just open it up.
Rex, what was the, but what was the deciding factor for you in saying, okay, this is how we can go forward?
Well, I just think when I looked at everything, the biggest thing that I kept coming back to is what I had mentioned before about who gives us the best opportunity to win. And in particular, this week. And I think when I kept coming back to that, I believe the correct answer is Mark Sanchez. Now, with that being said, I understand that he has to, he has to play better. He has to protect the ball better. You know, the quarterback handles football every snap. As a football team, we have to protect the football better than we have. You know, there's some things that we're really doing a great job of right now. A thing that we've emphasized since the break was penalties. I think we're maybe second in the league at that point, maybe averaging about three a game or a little more than that. So I've been really happy with that. But the thing that we have not done a good job of is protecting the football. And obviously, Mark is the obvious guy we're talking about. I mean, there are some interceptions that are going to happen. And quite honestly, the interception that Peterson makes in our game, I don't care who's the quarterback or whatever, that was just an unbelievable play by the young man. And those you can live with. But some of the other ones we have to do a better job of. And I believe, Mark definitely understands where I'm coming from. And I expect that we will not only just Mark, but as a football team, we will protect the ball better than we have.
Rex, when do you talk to Mark to tell him that you're going with him? Was it this morning, or did you actually talk to him yesterday?
Well, no, I think, guys, again, this was a decision that, it took a great deal of thought and everything else put into it. I'd rather not get into specifics on this time or that time, because quite honestly, I can't remember exactly what time it was, but the communication, I feel comfortable with the communication that I had with Mark and the quarterbacks. I did bring the quarterbacks into a meeting this morning. I don't have the exact time, but I think it's when everybody was informed of who was going to be the starting quarterback. And I sat in there and I explained why I made the decision I did. And that's basically what it was.
Rex, you've talked this year. Anytime we've asked you about Mark's place in the lineup, you've said he gives us the best chance to win. What about him does that? What separates him as a quarterback? What qualities does he have that give you guys the better chance to win compared to Greg or Tim?
Well, first off, I believe we can win with all three quarterbacks, and I know people will criticize that, and I quite honestly don't care. I mean, Tim's proven that he can win. When given a chance to be a starter in this league, he took the team to a playoff. Okay? Mark's done the same thing here. And I say with Greg because Greg, as a backup, you come in, you're supposed to maintain a level or take it to a higher one. He took it to a higher level. He ended up driving had some two really good drives for us to win that game. And so I've confidence in all three guys. But I keep going back to Mark has won a lot of games for us. There's no question. Now, I know the record hasn't been what it what it was this you know year, and had a 3-game losing streak to close out the last year. But I believe in Mark. I believe in all our guys. But I believe Mark has a skill set that you know is pretty impressive. He can make all the throws. The thing that Mark needs to do a better job of is protecting the ball and know when it's okay to take chances and know when you shouldn't. I think the judgment, I believe that that Mark is going to do a better job of that.
Rex.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Where do you think Mark is confidence-wise now? Now that you've actually made the move to pull him from a game, do you think that's something else that might weigh on his mind?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask him that. I will say this. Sometimes when you take when you learn from when you're put in that situation, when somebody goes in, and sometimes it's as easy as like, okay, you know, you step back and you see somebody else in that role, and really he hasn't had that before. And I think sometimes you learn a great deal from that. And not just at the quarterback position. I've mentioned it, you know, before. Other positions, it's the same thing. No matter who good you know, how good you are or who you are, sometimes when you take that step back, your view becomes clear. And I believe that that's going to be the case.
What did you learn from the last 2 days about Mark? It wasn't like you're watching guys at practice or anything like that. What did you have to see from Mark or see from Greg to come to this decision?
Well, again, I think it wasn't, I just leaned.
Make the decision Sunday or Monday, right, well, so I'm just curious what
I saw from, I just think that this is, after weighing everything, that this was the right decision. Whether, you know, what did Mark do specifically? Like, I never talked to the players or anything else that way, so it wasn't, I was convinced by somebody. I just, went through. I leaned on a lot of people's. I wanted to get the pulse from a lot of different people, and at the end of the day, I was going to do what Woody Johnson hires me to do, and that's, in my opinion, make the appropriate and right decision as to help this football team win.
Rex, with talking to different people, we're one of those people, Sanchez, individually, just to see where he was mentally after that game, just to kind of gauge his confidence and everything?
Well, you guys know I've had conversations directly after the game with Mark. I absolutely did. But, again, it's if I didn't feel confident that Mark could do the job or can improve in the one – major area I think he needs improvement in, and that's ball security, then I would have made a different decision. I believe Mark is going to do a great job for us. And like I said, I look forward to seeing him play Sunday, as I do watching our entire football team play Sunday.
Right. Were you getting different opinions?
What's that?
Were you getting different opinions than the people you spoke to about who you should start?
Again, you know what? I had a lot of open conversations. And with that, there are differences of opinions. When you ask different guys, offense, coach, defense coach, whoever, the thing that I'm impressed with this organization is that we can have open conversations about things. But at the end of the day, I'm going to make that decision.
How much of a factor in the decision was the fact that this organization owes Mark a lot of guaranteed money in his contract?
Absolutely zero.
Rex, did you give
that you took 2 days to make the decision, isn't that a sign that you have lost some confidence in Mark, though? Because for 4 years, you have been steadfast, saying he's a starting quarterback, and now you opened it up a little bit in the last few days.
I think I don't believe that to be a true statement. I think the young men we have behind Mark, I feel more comfortable about them than I did previous quarterbacks as well, too. That may contribute to this. You know, the fact that, you got to tip your hat to McElroy for stepping in and doing a tremendous job for us. And, and it did make me you know, think about what the appropriate decision was. But again, I wanted to take my time, not just react on the fly. I want to take my time with that decision, and I think I made the right decision.
Rex, who plays number two? And if Mark struggles again, you know, in a bad fashion, would you make the same decision you made last week?
Well, absolutely. If you know, but again, I don't want to play the what if games. But if obviously I made that decision for a reason the last time, and that's with any player. But I'll say this. I think Mark's going to play well. As far as answering the question on who the number two guy is, I think we have to progress. You know, we have to see what happens during the week with Tim. You know, right now, and that old word about, you know, we'll monitor his situation, I think that's a true statement. If Tim was healthy in my eyes, I know he can play. You know, I know he's been cleared to play, but I don't believe he's been healthy for what where I think he should be. If that was my son, I would not want him playing. And that's where that's how I look at this. And you know, but if he was completely healthy, then Tim would be our number two.
Rex, how would you characterize the importance of this stretch right now for Mark Sanchez, that he meets your expectations, that he'll respond well to this?
I think it's important, but I think it's, you know, it's important obviously for our entire football team. You know, we know that we have to, you know, we have to win this game, period. And that's where our entire focus is. But it's important, you know, that we go out, that Mark plays well, that we all play well.
Is this Mark's last chance to prove that he's the starting quarterback of the Jets, Rex?
Again, you know, all that kind of stuff. I know he's got an opportunity to be our starting quarterback, and I believe that he's going to do a tremendous job for us.
How much pressure or input did you get from the owner, Woody Johnson, on this decision?
I don't get any pressure from Woody. What the good thing, you know, I'm fortunate. I have a great relationship with my owner, you know, with Woody. We have conversations, open conversations all the time. And we can say things to each other and all that. But where I'm real fortunate is from the day Mr. Johnson hired me, he said it's 100% my decision on who plays and what their role is. And that's it. And so that's never been one way or the other. It's always been this way. And, you know, he'll remind me of that from time to time as well.
Does he agree with this decision?
Absolutely. It's a New York Jet decision. And everybody in this organization may have difference of opinions and things like that. But at the end of the day, this is a New York Jet decision, and we feel good about it. And I truly believe that.
Rex, the one way that this could help, you said it was him to step, and Mark to step back, speak things more clearly. The other way maybe is that the alarm went off that, you know, hey, maybe I don't have as much leash as I thought I had. How much of that do you think will factor in this? How much of that will help him, you think?
I'm not sure. I think you have to ask him. But I think the big thing is sometimes when you step back, and I mentioned it, the vision becomes clear. And you would think it's obvious, but sometimes I've seen it happen. You know, I've seen it happen before. And, you know, whether that's when you put somebody else in that, oh, you know. Because, you know, we've had some of these issues in the past. His first year in 2009, you know, we had the, you know, we had the red, yellow, green, all that kind of jazz. Well, I guess you can say we're in red right now. Okay?
Rex, if Tim were healthy, completely healthy this week, would you have given some consideration to starting him? And if so, why? If not, why not?
Well, again, I think, you know, I don't want to get into the what ifs and all that. A lot of things went into to my decision. I'll say this. I think the decision that I made is in what I feel will give us the best opportunity to beat Jacksonville.
Rex, you said you thought about Mark taking a step back. He had a quarter and a half. It could be argued maybe he benefited from taking a bigger step back of actually watching a game, an entire game from the sideline. Why don't you think that's the case?
Well, again, this is, you know, that may be somebody else's opinion. This is my opinion, and I believe that that sometimes you don't need a to sit a guy for an X amount of games or whatever. I think sometimes when you have something like this happen, and the way the game turned out, with the way Greg went in and performed, I think sometimes is you can learn from that.
At what point
do you think that Mark, because the feeling is, like you just said, we're in red right now, and Mark, but you expect Mark to play well.
Absolutely.
But can you not imagine that he'd be thinking about this short leash that he has, because he already benched him on Sunday? Going forward, there's got to be a short leash, because we've shown that anything less than perfection at this point.
Not perfection by any stretch, but we're striving for perfection. But I'll say this, he just needs to play quarterback, period. And the way we want him to do that, the jet way, which is, we have to protect the ball. And that, regardless of who the quarterback is, we have to do a better job of protecting the football. And that's obvious, with some of the things that have happened to this football team. And not just the quarterback, but all of us have to. That's the next step. I think we can be a really good football team, but, we can't keep putting ourselves, our football team, at risk by not protecting the football. And I think it's clear how we want to play it. Red doesn't mean that, hey, he's just, we're just going to run or throw the ball 50 rows up in the stands. It's when there's throws to be made, you complete the pass. We expect you to do it, and it's just not force the ball. If interceptions may happen. If he throws one interception, doesn't mean he's going to get benched necessarily, depending on, guys make plays. Guys get paid on the other side as well. But it's just, we're trying to get rid of some of the mistakes, if you will.
What in Mark's makeup do you think makes him mentally tough enough?
I think he's plenty, I think he is mentally tough. I don't think there's any doubt. I think for you to play quarterback, in New York / New Jersey, you better be tough, mentally tough. And here it is, his fourth year, because it's not like everybody just, is always positive here. Quite honestly, it's probably a little different. I think he's and with any place in the NFL, you're going to get more of the praise when you win, more of the criticism when you lose. But I think here, the fact you've got another guy shares a stadium with you, has won two Super Bowls, probably adds to a little bit. But I think Mark is plenty tough. I don't think there's any doubt he's got the mental toughness that it takes.
Last question from Bob.
At what point this week did you come to the decision finally? And was there any time during your deliberation process where you were close to going a different direction?
Again, I don't want to get into that. I'll say this. I wanted to be thorough with the decision. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't just, flying off the handle move, or, just like something you would do haphazard or whatever. I wanted to make sure I was thorough with it. I knew it's a huge decision, but it's one I feel great about.
When did you say, all right, this is it?
Again, I don't know the exact time or whatever, but I wanted to make sure.
I guess
you can say yesterday or something, that it was, it was clear last night or whatever how it was going to go. Okay.